got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Damn good show.
Hope I don't piss nobody off.
Why would you piss anybody off?
You know how these Trump supporters can be, man. Especially if they're turning your ass in a heartbeat. You see what they did to Mike Pence?
They were
trying to hang Pence.
Yeah, y'all would turn on a nigga real quick.
If y'all turn on a white man that fast,
I just slip up one sentence. Y'all like, let's hang the twins. Them some damn red coats.
I'm just saying, I'm going to share my opinions, you know. Some leeway. Allow on the evidence that we have at this time.
Well, I came across this video on TikTok, and it's from another veteran.
I just want to say, before I don't mean to cut you off, we've did a lot of good for this country.
Right? Damn right we have.
We're standing up for, we're taking our country back. But just because I might disagree with you, don't go over there and do something crazy like unsubscribe.
I'm just
remain sane and rational.
I'm worried about getting Mike Pence over here.
I'm just saying we did a lot of good for this country.
The president of the United States threw the vice president under the bus. And y'all was at the Capitol.
Well, not
was that. Was that fake, though?
No, that wasn't fake. I verified that. They had a thing saying they was chanting Hang Pence.
But I seen the thing with the noose on it.
No, that was real. That was real. That was real. But they don't speak for all Trump supporters, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, you know.
But there's plenty of y'all out there.
I mean, he killed Kamala during that debate.
Yeah.
And for y'all to turn on him like that? No, y'all just want to hang the man?
No judge, no jury, no trial, no nothing.
Yeah.
Trump just threw him under the bus. Let's hang this nigga.
I mean, that January 6th, man, liberals, they ain't going to never let that shit go.
All right, let's get to
the
topic.
I think it's been trumped up. No pun intended.
Hey, let's get to the topic. I came across this video on TikTok. It's an Army.
He's an Army veteran, and he's white, and y'all should listen to him.
Yeah.
Because he's white. Y'all supported us for a long time. I just hope y'all don't turn y'all's backs on us.
I want to go outside my office, and there's a noose out there waiting for me.
Hang the twins! Hang the twins! Hang the twins!
All right, let's get to the video.
The United States Army sent me to Afghanistan, and the United States Army sent me to Iraq. And when I was in Afghanistan or Iraq, if I would have choked someone out until they lost their life simply for yelling, then I would have been put before a military tribunal. I would have been charged with a war crime. Because even a member of the United States military while in an active combat environment is not authorized as per the rules of engagement and escalation of force to choke someone out for screaming. Nothing Daniel Penny did represents the moral or integrity of being a United States service member. Attacking someone for yelling, putting them in a chokehold until they lose their life is inhumane and gross. We don't even treat our enemies that way in active combat zones. So stop invoking the fact that this piece of shit is a Marine Corps veteran, because any veteran who's worth their weight in salt would neither condone nor applaud this behavior. So you can continue to back these politicians that use veterans as nothing more than a tagline to score political points if you want to. But as for me and my service, fuck this guy.
Watch your mouth. What's wrong with you?
That's freedom of speech right now.
Yeah.
Based on what we have right now, the evidence right now, the guy was just screaming. Now, if you know how the guy that lost his life, the Michael Jackson wannabe?
Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah. he has a history of beating up old people. He broke an old woman's nose in the 60s.
Yeah.
Now, if it turns out...
That's irrelevant, though.
I mean, that's irrelevant. Mm. But I'm just saying, if this is what happened on this on the subway, maybe there's going to be a witness comes forward that he punched in the face, broke a nose, and Penny came in and grabbed him and restrained him.
Yeah.
If that's what was going on,
yeah.
Then there's a possibility he might not seek jail time. But if he was just screaming on the train, on the subway.
He's already black, so you can't touch him. If he's screaming, you can't touch him, especially if he's black. Especially you can't choke him out if he's just screaming. I mean, imagine you getting on the subway. Ah! Ah! I just lost my job. Ah! And some white dude comes up and just chokes the shit out of you until you pass away. Or, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. I just lost my job. Ah! And someone starts choking me until I pass away. That's not right. Now, if he had a weapon, he was attacking people. He's trying to restrain them.
But nobody came forward with any injuries.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, the only person that got hurt that day was the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah. That's the only dude that got injured that day. Well, not injured, he killed him.
Now, if it's video evidence, he's out and he's doing the moonwalk and he's slapping people and he's doing and kneeing people in the nuts and backhanding people and doing the threat on people, trying to choke them out, yeah. But I don't think...
You can restrain them.
You can restrain them. I think the guy had a panic attack or he had a nervous breakdown. Yeah. And somebody having a nervous breakdown, having a mental episode, doesn't deserve to die.
I mean, so, if they're harming people...
Yeah, if they're
They're just screaming and threatening people, you can't actually do anything unless they're actually...
I still don't understand why white people get on the subway, especially in New York. I mean, y'all should have Rosa Parked these people. Hey, you get on that damn subway, not until you get rid of all these damn criminals on here.
Should have had your own little Rosa Parks moment.
Yeah. I never understand that. I'm black and I don't get on New York subway. You white people got some balls on
you. No, but seriously, if there's no evidance that anybody else
was kicking that dead horse. Kicking the shit out of it. You said that 10 million times. There's no evidence.
No, I hear people calling this guy a hero. Now, if it turns out he was protecting people from he was just screaming. He was having a mental breakdown.
You know what I noticed about this whole story?
I wish the census would have stayed out of this.
Yeah.
Until all the facts come forward, if there's more facts to come out.
Yeah. You know what I noticed about this story? There's a bunch of tribalism on both sides. Black people, they're saying the guy's a white supremacist and that he's guilty. And they don't have any point. They didn't make any points. They just think the black man has been wrong because the guy who choked him out was white. If the guy was black, black people wouldn't even have an issue with this. It wouldn't be a news story.
Yeah.
That's what people on the left, I've noticed. They haven't made not one point to why they think the white guy is guilty. They're just saying, this is white supremacy.
And I've seen people's like, if you came in and restrained them, that's fine.
No, the black people I saw is been stupid.
Yeah, but I've seen, like, the black people coming out. It's like, you can come in and restrain somebody from hurting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But once you choking is not restraining. And once they pass out, you got to let go. But he never let go.
I mean, the people outside there is very ignorant.
Yeah, but you can't even choke nobody.
Yeah.
He didn't touch nobody. Unless there's evidence he touched somebody. You can't choke nobody because they scream. You can't do that.
Man, if there's a law that you can choke somebody to death because he's screaming, I'm going back to Africa. That's one hell of a stand your ground law. I ain't going to Africa. I'll take my chances with the white supremacists. All I got to do is not scream. I ain't ever going back to Africa.
Well, he's not a white supremacist.
No, he's not a white supremacist. He's a guy that probably more than likely overreacted. This is more an indictment on the city of New York, because if the city of New York would have did their job, got this man some help, this all could have been prevented. But the city of New York are not tough on crime or mental health. Now it just ruined two lives. Two lives are going to be ruined because of this, because the city of New York is incompetent.
Well, he got charged with what? Involuntary manslaughter. What is involuntary manslaughter? When you kill somebody accidentally. I don't think he intends to kill the dude, so I think the charge fits, and it needs to go before a jury of his peers.
The only way he's going to get off if Michael Jackson was smacking bitches and assaulting people, and he came in, and he prevented Michael from assaulting people.
But even then, when he came in to restrain him, you can restrain him and choke him a little bit.
Not if he's fighting; he's trying to physically.
Yeah, but
once he goes unconscious,
you got to let go.
You got to let go. Yeah.
You can't. I can't believe people actually think this is fine. What happened on that subway?
Yeah.
I understand he's assaulted people, but there's no evidence that he assaulted anybody on the train.
Yeah, and I'm not. And Michael Neal, I know he's got a rap sheet, and he's. I know he's not an angel. He's not the best of person, but nobody shouldn't. Unless there's other proof. Oh, man, I'm tired of talking about this shit. Look, the bag all hanging out. They're going to be mad at me now. I'm pissed off all kinds of white people in this video. Pissed them off. Pissed off Black Rifle Company. I'm getting canceled today, I bet you. Damn, good show. I mean, don't y'all agree, man? I mean, drop sides, drop. Come on now.
Man, this is just.
I bet you it's going to be a comment on this video. I just unsubscribed. It's going to have 5,000 thumbs up. I guarantee. Just unsubscribe. 5,000 likes.
Maybe they're just messing with you.
Nah, they're going to Mike Pence. I ask.
Cut this shit off.